Good evening, it's 5:04. I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. It's been a mostly quiet day in Montpelier, and the armed protests that law enforcement officials had been preparing for do not appear to have materialized. Dozens of police officers in riot gear have been patrolling the statehouse grounds today, but the only event of note was a small counter-protest outside Montpelier City Hall. Burlington resident Paul Fleckenstein was part of the group.
I think it's alarming what happened at the Capitol last week. And it is necessary to have a much more active, broader movement against the far right, or it will continue to grow.
Public safety officials say far-right extremists may be planning events across the U.S. in the run-up to Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday, but Vermont police say they are unaware of any specific threats to targets in Vermont. The health department reports 140 new cases of COVID-19 in the state today. Currently, 45 Vermonters are hospitalized with the disease and 7 in intensive care units. 163 Vermonters have died of COVID-19 since March of last year. And Vermont's police departments continue to struggle to fill vacancies. The Brattleboro Reformer reports the Bellows Falls Village Police Department faces several vacancies. And Police Chief David Bemis says filling those open jobs soon is unlikely. Bellows Falls is not alone. Police departments across the state face their own staffing shortages. Among them is Brattleboro Police Department, which only has 20 of its 27 positions filled. The Burlington Police Department also lost 10 officers since June. The Vermont State Police report, quote, several dozen vacancies statewide, despite two troopers working full-time for recruitment. And soon, North Country residents can choose to get COVID-19 vaccinations at the airport. WPTZ reports that several drive-through vaccination sites will open to specific age groups on Monday, which health officials say has a goal to give 1,000 doses a day. The eye in the sky for this evening, clouds and snow showers lingering over higher terrain, cooler lows mid-teens to lower 20s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Angish.